We just left off 10 lines from the bottom, Abaye Omar, by the little Aleph of the Gra. So we just mentioned that whenever someone has the four things, any one of the four things that they're Yorei Liyam, they're going to the Midbar, they're sick and they get better, or they're in jail, any one of those four things, then they're supposed to make Ruach HaZagoma. Way to remember that is called Chaim Yoduch HaSela. Anybody is included in Chaim, those four letters, Chaim Yodun Mem. So let's check. Those can refer to these different things. How do they refer to them? You can have, we'll do it backwards just to see which ones you can remember. Mem is for Midbar. Yod is Yam, Yotze from Beis Asurim, and Chet from Chola. Yeah. Anyway. So Amar Abaye. So if somebody says the Baruch Omar Chasidim Tovim, they're Yotze. Good, they're Yotze the Baruch. Abaye Amar Sarlo, Duye Kamei Asara, Tichtiv Yerucho B'Kal Am. Whenever you want to make Baruch HaTagom, you have to do it in front of 10 people. And we hold that to basically Ma'akim, Yishokam Aruch. Mar Zutra V'Trein Min, Amar V'Trein Min Ayar Rabban. Of the 10 people, you should have to have two of them to be Tamar Nacham, Shinem, Moshev, Zekanim, Yalu. You should do it amongst Zekanim. So again, we say like Zesha Kana Chachma, verse 2, Atama Chachma. Makif Le Rav Ashi, Eva Kol the Rabbanim, maybe if he says Zekanim, in plural, maybe it should mean all of them, that you want to praise a Kodesh Baruch in front of Zekanim, in front of every, all 10 people should be Zekanim. Says the word now. Mikzi Bekal Zekanim, Bekal Am Ksit. It says an Am. Am doesn't necessarily mean Zekanim, it could be anybody. The 10 people works. So then, one needs Zekanim, we said from the other Pasuk, which I was Zekanim Yalu. So basically, one tries to satisfy both psukim, so a minion with two tzabnecham. That's not ma'akev. Shulchan Aruch has that you try to get that we hold you have to have a minion, but you don't actually have to have tzabnecham. It's nice to. Usually, the minion is we do have to praise the Torah, so that way, A, you'll have a minion, and B, you'll have someone who knows how to lane, and you'll have a shasibur, so you usually have tzabnecham over there. And this is the same concept we have like 10 people for many things of pursuing Nisa. The Gemara, whenever it says they want to publicize an information, you get 10 people to publicize it. We have Shavuot Brachos with 10 people, same story. Whenever you want to praise a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we do it in front of 10 people. That's an important theme. Yeah, so that adds, I guess, to the, I guess, the specialness that you make it Bekal as a king, that Moshe as a kingim.
They appreciate it. Also
okay, good. Okay, it imbues it with the sense of like, I'm not just doing this just to thank Hashem because something amazing happened. I realize also this is like Hashem's Hashgach or something like that.
I'll tell a story in the next Rosh Hashanah.
Good. Okay. Which is exactly everything that happened. The point of making a Gomel is for sure to see Hashem's Hashgach. That's for sure the point of it. That's what I want to tell people about it. Hashem's intimately involved with every person's lives, and we see Hashem's hand sometimes very clearly, and that's what we make our Gomel. Magadir Ravaj V'yemakul Rabban, we say, sorry, skipping back to where we're up to. V'yema be'asara v'sharam v'chir Rabbanan kasha. Okay, so maybe it doesn't say kal zakenim, kal am ksiv. So it doesn't say you have to have six lines from the bottom. It doesn't say you need a minion of Zakenim, you just need a minion of Kal Am, just a minion of any Jews. But maybe Ema Be'a Sara Shar Am of Betray Rabban, maybe you should have to 12 people, one minion of Am, plus two other Zakenim. So the answer to that question is Kasha. No, it's a good question, but Lomaisi, you don't need that. Good. Rav Yehuda Chal She'itbach, once Rav Yehuda the Amora got sick, and got better. Aligwe Rav Chana Begatra, Rav Chana from Baghdad, came to visit Rabban Amri, Ruchanan and Rabban. Ruchanan, Ruchana, with a few other Rabban, Va'amri, they said, Baruch Rabban, Yahavach Nehilon, Baruch HaKadosh, thank HaKadosh Baruch that you got better, that you gave, he gave us you, that your health came back. Well, Yahavach La'afar, you weren't given over to the dust, I didn't die. Okay. They blessed Hashem. Amr Lehu, he said, Patriton Yati Miloduye, you exempted me from the Baruch HaSagom. Baha Ba'i. The ha amar by Aduye ben Asar. Don't you need a minion there? The Amar says, yeah, you have the ben Asar. So they're in the hospital, they visited him, and they said, oh, Baruch Hashem, that you didn't die. And he said, okay, you're Yotze, Baruch HaZagoma. You don't actually have to say the exact text As long as you got the main theme, which is not super difficult, is thanking Hashem that you got better. That works. And you could be yotze. The point of this gemara is you could even be yotze, shmeik ona. You didn't say the bracha, but someone else had it for you. You could be yotze. Gemara says, but you look at Modi, the gemara says, wait a minute, but you didn't say the bracha. You were Modi to Hashem, so how's that work? Well, shikha de ani, but I mean, you have to say amen. If you say amen, then you have to do the bracha. So post can say, well, do you actually have to answer amen? Shmeik ona doesn't always need to, it just means you listen to you come on to be yotze. The guy had come on to be motzi. Some say you don't need a min. Some say, no, over here specifically, you do need a min because you have to like join in with his bracha. Otherwise, shmekoni is not good enough. Because otherwise, you're not personally being involved in thing Hashem. You can do shmekoni, you can make shlichas for many things in life, but not to thank somebody. That's a personal, emotional thing. Like they say, modem derabbanan is the one thing in Chazar Shas that we don't have shlichas do for us, we do ourselves. Abraham says, because to be thankful is an emotional thing. You can't send someone to do your work for you if you want to thank somebody. It's meaningful when you do it.
And again, it's okay that they didn't use the exact text, though.
Yeah, Daf Mem, there was that steer in the Gemara called Mishanim and Mishanim. The Rambam, bottom line, that's how we pass the Mishabura, is that even if you don't use the exact text of any particular bracha, you could still use it as long as they're the main theme. Now, someone who doesn't really know anything about the bracha is going to have a hard time to like figure it out. But yes, if you know what the bracha is supposed to be about, then yes, you can be yotze. We had that story in Mem, that they took a piece of bread, and Binyamin Raya, the shepherd, he used to say, Baruch Mare de Hai Pita. Thank the God of this piece of bread, and he was Yotze. Okay, now the Gemara makes a Taina at the end. Yes, he has a Melcha Olam. There are certain words that are critical. Baruch is critical, Melch is critical, Olam is, Hashem's name is critical. There's a few things that are critical you can't skip, but if you hear someone mumble through, I don't know, a Havdalah or a Kiddush or something like that, often, okay, it's not the ideal thing. Often you can be yotze as long as you heard the main things. We have to know. In Benjamin, we said, brachas ha'aretz, briz, Torah, certain things are critical. In Kiddush, let's say, Mitzrayim is also critical. Obviously, besides Shabbos is critical. Amar Rav Yehuda. Shalosh ha'shrichim shimur. Three people that need to be protected. Elohim, cholah, v'chatan, v'kala. They need protection from the demons that are going to come try to attack them. Someone who's sick. Someone who is a chasar v'kala. So I'm supposed to get married. Manita Tana Chola Chola Chaya Chadam Kala. Someone who's sick, or someone a woman who just gave birth, or Chadam Kala. Yeshomrim Av Avil, an Avil, someone who is a mourner. Yeshomrim Av Tamacham in Belayla, or Tamacham at night, when he's all alone. People can whatever the demons can attack him. So the meaning that people have, at least by Chasan Kala, is that people come to him that day of. And it's somewhat based on this, somewhat based on, I think, there's Avos Rabbi Nasan, some other sources like that. And they shouldn't go on their own. Yeah, well, it's a different post can be cheaper. But that's what it's based on, what I'm saying. Fine. Anybody is in a precarious situation, they'll have to come to try to attack, make it worse. That's what we're worried about. Anytime someone does one of these things for a long time, or it happens to him that he does these three things for a long time, he can it gives him a long life. Long davening, or he has long meals at the table, or he takes a long time in the bathroom. Saying you're going to explain this. Someone who takes a long time for davening, that's a good thing. This we quoted earlier in Daflam Beis in the fifth paragraph, that if somebody davens a long time and he is ma'ayin, then he looks into it and analyzes it. So then he's going to come to a sore heart. The beginning of something that's like a drawn out whatever illness is. The illness of the heart, okay, but it's because he's looking, drawing out the davening. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. So basically, having long davening, is it good for you or not good for you? Before we finish answering the question, we'll just throw in one more statement that's along these lines. So three things bring Hashem to look into your deeds, and it's mask here. It reminds Hashem of person's sins. What are those? Elohim, kirnata, if you go to a very dangerous old wall that might fall over, because Hashem is protecting you, and Hashem is going to judge you and say, does this guy deserve to live? And we definitely don't want that. But if a person goes to something dangerous, Hashem is to judge. Maybe Hashem shouldn't protect him. That, in and of itself, walking in a dangerous situation is not a good thing. In tefillah, looking at your davening also is going to be a masquerade of onos. And what's your deal, Chavir? L'shamayim. If you
challenge somebody and say, Hashem should punish you because of X, Y, and Z. You should never say that, because maybe the person will be punished, but you might also be punished, because by looking into your Hashem says, you really think you're so pure that you can curse other people? Hashem's going to be my eye, and Hashem's going to look into your sins to see if you're so pure, because if you're cursing somebody else, Hashem's going to look into you first. See if that's the meat that you treat other people with, Hashem's going to look at you like that.
It's like the Gemara all the way at the beginning of Brachos, where you try to figure out exactly when Hashem is angry.
Right, so it's not good for a tzaddik to do that. Exactly. If you daven for somebody else's chesed, then you're answered first. But if you curse somebody, okay, it's not. If you say that you should, so anyway, these are not good things to do. So anyway, looking into tefillah, it sounds like it's a bad thing. Wait a minute, but before he said, it's marach yomim. If you do it, it gives you a long life. Halo, kashan ma'imba, halo ma'imba. This is exactly what the Gemara said earlier. Same type of answer. It depends. When you look into the davening, and this in tefillah doesn't mean learning about davening, it means you're, as Rashi says, and that other Gemara also explained, is you're hoping that your tefillahs will be answered. And you're expecting that Hashem is going to answer you. So if somebody davens and they're so confident that Hashem is going to answer their davening, that's a bad thing. It's going to give them a sore heart, whatever, the heartache. And also it's going to masquer as a bonus. Hashem says, oh yeah, you think you're really so confident you're going to be answered. Let me check in to see how many misses this guy has. Not a good deal. As opposed to if you just take a long time of davening and you're not eyeing into a hoping and confident that you're going to be answered. So that's great. That's going to give you a reason to see. Hechi avin, and what should you do? Okay, mafish berachmin, you should increase your request for a kaddish baruch hu's marasi.
Well, here it says,
yeah, what do they say?
Oh,
very good. Simple language. What does that mean? What does it say? Anybody?
The first medium.
Yeah, we do have some confidence, but as we said then, it means at some point in history you're able to be answered. There's no unanswered tefillah, like the Baal Shem Tov says. All the tefillahs wait up in Shemayim, and sometimes they're told to come down, and sometimes they're Omdim Ruma Sha'olam. And we say, La'olam Hashem, Yivarach HaNisab B'Shemayim. So we say that in Kippur 20 times, 10, 12 times. It's look, your words are tefillahs that Hashem kept. Sometimes He keeps them in Shemayim, sometimes He gives it to us, sometimes not. So nothing's wasted. But it doesn't mean you can know how it's going to be expended. I mean, you could daven for someone to get better. Unfortunately, sometimes the answer is no. It doesn't mean your tefillah is wasted. It'll be useful in some other time, some other place. Maybe his kids, maybe a relative. So we don't know how to... We know that Hashem listens to everything. How Hashem pays us out, we don't know. And a person thinks, I'm going to be eyeing into it, and I know I'm going to be confident, Hashem's going to answer exactly what I wanted, that's not a good mahalach. Amarach ha-shachanu dilma ayti ani. So it's good to stay at the table a long time, because maybe a poor person is going to come, and he's going to ask for food. And if you're at the table still, it'd be easy to give him food, and he won't feel uncomfortable. Yeah, I would lie. At our tables, it's...
Meaning not no palitani now.
Right, exactly. If you're at the table already, he's going to join you. Hey, come over, take a seat, join us for the meal. That's much better than if you're already finished and you're like, oh, let me go find something in my pantry for you. It's much better if you're still at the table and you'll give him food. The mizbeach was 3 amos tall. The ksiv, it was a big machlokas, how to learn what it means, 3 amos. The top of the mizbeach was 3 amos, so the whole thing was 3 amos. Machlokas, either way. Ksiv, it bear lies, Ezra Khanashal and I. The table we have is compared to this table set in front of you, in front of Hashem. Patav mizbeach, the same as shulchan. The same pasuk talks about a mizbeach, and then also talks about a shulchan. So what's going on? Same pasuk. So it must be Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shabakos, Majras, Shabbat, Minishkai, Mizbeach, Machabra, Yisro. Used to be when a bit of the Mizbeach was Mechaper atoned, and now Ashav Shulchan Shulchan Mechaper Allah. Now the Shulchan is Mechaper, because if you give Sadaka from your table, great, that's going to be Mechaper for you. Today, it's true this could happen, but for many people, most of the time, that's not the case, that we give Sadaka from our food at the sitting at the table, like a random person coming in. Most of the time, it's more of it with our money and other things. Doesn't mean the table is not a very special Kaddish thing, but in terms of what this Gemara is describing, having a table to be used for tzedakah, like a mizbeach and a mechaper, is probably not happening most of the time through having long meals today. Most of the time, it's other ways of giving tzedakah.
That's
good. That's the way to do it. Yeah, if you could do that like that, that's great. That's a good answer. Yes.
Well,
But then you don't need to be marach so long in the meal. You can have a nice meal without being marach so much.
It means a long meal, like a long table.
Very good. I like that one. So someone takes a long time in the bathroom, that's going to be giving him good life, a long life. Malyuta, that's a good thing. But wait a minute, I thought it says things that lead to hemorrhoids are including the following: Hocha ale kanim, the leaves of the vines; ale gavanim, the grape leaves; lulave gavanim, the grape vines. Someone eats any of these things. Marige behema. That's like a stick. A piece of meat that's from an animal that's bumpy. I don't really know.
Yeah, it says a ridged portion of
it. Ridged portion of an animal. Okay. Unhealthy animal. Shizu shadag, the spine of a fish, maliach, dag maliach, shenim bevushikol zarka, salty fish that wasn't cooked properly. Shote shimara yayin, the sediment from wine. Mekaneach besid. Someone cleans himself with a charasis. Someone uses lime, like whatever type of stone, or the charasis or a shard. It's going to hurt himself. Mekanech basor or a rack, shekanech b'chaver, that was already pre-used, and bad idea. All these things that can lead to tachtanias. Someone keeps himself in the bathroom too long. So all these things are bad. So wait a minute, the last thing was the guy who kept himself in the bathroom sitting down too long. So that's so we said before it makes you live longer. Now we're saying it's bad for you. No. Lo kasha hadamarech v'talia hadamarech v'lotali. Depends how long is he sitting on the toilet, al birkav on his knees, whatever, sitting in a position that's whatever it is, not good for him, and that's going to lead if he's pushing and whatever, it's too much pressure in an uncontrolled position. That's bad for him if he's there for too long, as opposed to if he's not in that position. Ki hada amar, so Baruch Hashem, it just makes me, next Gemara makes me appreciate modern plumbing. We have to thank Kaj Baruch every time I say Yashir. Yashir, Yashir. Ki hada amar le, how much in dealer of Yehuda Bari Levi Eli. That one tavern woman, an innkeeper said to Rabbi Yehuda Bari Eli, that, Hanech adoin la magdile chazirim, amave beribis. Your face looks shining and nice, like those who raise pigs, because they're rich, and it's an easy job. They get a lot of money out of it. And Malbi Rivas, people who lend money on interest. And the reason that those people are shining faces is because Rashi says they have easy money. They don't have to work too hard. Malbi Rivas, he lends away his money and gets interest to fix income easily. And the people who are Magadol Chazirim, same story. They get a lot of money for them. It's an easy job. They don't have to work hard. So, Amrullah, and those are not good. Ribbis is obviously also, you can't take interest from a Jew. And Magad al Chazirim is also, you're not supposed to make in Eretz Yisrael, whatever, it's not a good thing to do. That's what Magad al Chazirim, they made it to Khan, you're not supposed to. Anyway, Amr Leham Nudalid Dieter Vayu Asirun. For me, these are both us, and I would never do this. Trust me, Hamnitas, trust me. I promise you, there's no way I'm doing those. Allah, so why is my face shining? Why am I so happy? Why is I have such a good complexion? Asara, Asrim Va'arba Bedekisa Ikalamish Mushpiza Lebe Midrasha, from my house, from the place where I stay, to the base measure, 24 bathrooms. Kizona Bedkin and Avshabikulu, I'm able to check myself and see if I need to go to the bathroom, any one of them. And he'd have ready access to the bathroom. This was not always the case. We saw earlier in the first parashah, the person should daven for lots of things. One of the things these person daven for is also for a bathroom. Why? Because they didn't have bathrooms all the time. It was always available to find a normal bathroom. Even their bathrooms were not even like our outhouses. They were just a hole in the ground. So, Lamaisa, the Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli was very thankful over the fact that he had a lot of bathroom, a lot of pit stops he could make on the way to shul, because he could be healthy with that.
Where it concludes, I think, that the bathroom is the worst one of all, like the six top five.
In other words, having a bathroom is, in the Chazal's eyes, extremely important, because it just, for health, it's just a very chashev thing. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, three things short in a person's life. If a person is given an opportunity to be Korah B'Torah, he turns it down. So people say, okay, that's particularly when they call him by name, and they should definitely take the aliyah, unless he absolutely can't take the aliyah. But that, if they don't call him by name, it's not the same thing, okay. Someone, they give him an opportunity to zoom and he turns it down. It doesn't mean that, as we said like earlier in the fifth parak, a person has a kavod. When the gabbai asks him, do you want the kavod, he should turn down a kavod. But other than that, if it's not a kavod or whatever it is, then sure, he should take it. And same thing with zoom and he should take it. Mani goes over Rabbanus, and someone who takes an authority over other people, and he is manning us more. Not that he's serving people, but he's using his authority to take benefit for himself or whatever. He's wrongly aggrandizing himself over others. So then, that's these are terrible. These are bad things. Torah gives you life. If you bless me, Hashem, then you're going to be blessed for a long life. And Rashi even is that it's talking about also if you're making the bracha for the bracha says areach for the baal bais or the guests being from baal bais, so you're blessing other Jews, Hashem is going to bless you. Hamanik asof the rabbanus, Adam Rechama Rechneim Rechneima Yosef Kodem La'achim Nesha Hinek asof the rabbanus, big kitrug on Yosef. Yosef went into the government and he died before all his other brothers because of that. And Marsha talks away about it. There's a medrash that says the reason he died early is because he heard that he died 10 years earlier than the rest of his brothers. He died 110, not like the rest of his brothers, 120 or later. Because he heard that his father was Abdecha Avinu. That the brothers came and told Yosef, oh, our father, your servant. What do you mean, your servant? He didn't protest. And he said, okay, my father's my servant. So he heard that lack of respect. The way that they dressed Yaakov in front of Yosef, and he accepted it, and that happened five times, and therefore, and he heard it through the Melech another five times. It comes out 10 times, so he lost 10 years of his life. So the Marsha says, "Wait a minute, what was about this Gemara?" So people say that Yosef is again. He says that two things go together because he took the honor to himself. That's why he didn't protest. If he didn't take any honor, a person could be a big. It could have a lot of authority as long as he does it correctly and rightly. You're not going to be punished. It's if you use it your honor for your own kavod. And he didn't protest when they were putting down Yaakov's honor. Then that was a problem. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shoshu Rav Shirin, Racha, Miyamelach, Toiv, Shara Tov, Chalom Tov. Three things you should have for. One is a good king, a good year, and good dreams. And we'll talk a lot about dreams to this parak. Melach Tov, Dichti Penei, Pagabayim, Leiv, Melach, Biyad Hashem. That, just like the puddles, whatever, you know, you tap it and moves everything, it reverberates. So to the king's hearts are in the hands of Hashem, that there's no choice. You know, Hashem's going to do something, and in fact, the king, the Rambam in fact says, everybody has Bechir besides the king at some times. Kings don't actually have Bechir according to the Rambam. Why? Because Hashem has to orchestrate a world history. So Hashem takes away, suspends their Bechir, sometimes that's the hands of power. That's a big discussion, not a big reason. But for sure, the choice of a king is in Akash Baruch's hands, so you daven for that. Shana Tova, or we vote for that as well. That's just childless. We also daven. Shana Tova, Tachtiv, Tomid, Ene, Hashem, Alakacha, Ba, Merish, Hashana, Achri, Hashana. We have to daven for rain and other good stuff. That's Hashem's, Hashkacha is directly involved in rain. And it says in Gemara Tainas, Hashem's, one of Hashem's keys is rain. Chalom, Tov, Tachtiv, Tachlimini. What's the next word? It should say, V'echiyami. If you give me a good dream, it revived me. Great. Hashem is involved in three things directly, and he announced it to the world. Rav, the Sova, Parnas, famine, and good years, and also good authority. Rav, Dichtiv, Ki, Kara, Hashem, the Rav. Hashem told the Nevi'im about the famine. Elisha, okay, great. So, Sova, Dichtiv, Karati el dagam herbiti oto. The plenty also it says I will call out to the crop and the grain and it'll grow properly. So basically, Hashem is directly involved. Everybody knows that Hashem is involved with these things directly. Parnas tov zochtiv. It said Hashem said to Moshe, I think in this week's parsha, that veidaber Hashem Moshe lemor re'ei karati b'shem zalel ben Uri ben Chur and so on and so forth. That he has ruach chachma lamati Yehuda. So we pick him. So it says, Hashem said to Moshe, look, Karati, I called him. In other words, Hashem personally picked him and chose him and appointed him. That's the job of his Parnas Tov. A good thing is Hashem directly has Hashkacha, who is going to be the Parnas Tov. You have to ask the congregation if they want this guy. Ooh, Karati. Hashem is Bezal. Moshe told the people, by the way, we're appointing Bezal. Hashem is choosing Bezal. Amrin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe, Hagun Alech Bezal. Moshe, do you want Bezal? Hashem asked Moshe. Amrin Rabbein Shol. If you like him, Hashem, I'm not going to like him. Of course I will. So I'm going to, I agree with you. Amrin Lo Aval Pikin. Lech Amor Lehem. Even so, please go ask the Jews if they're going to accept Bezal. Halach Amr Lehem Leisar. Hagun Alech Bezal. If you guys want Bezal, Amrin Lo. Yes. If you and Hashem agree that this guy is a good guy, certainly we'll accept him. He was called because of his wisdom. Hashem told Moshe, build the Mishkan, then the Aron and other kelim. First the structure, and then the other kelim to go in it. And Moshe, when he told it to, in Truma, he told it in the order, Amrlo Aseh Aaron v'kelim. He put Aaron first before the structure. So in this week's parsha, we'll see. That's the order. The Aaron v'kelim Mishkan. The Amrlo Moshe Rabbeinu. Min Hagosha Ola. Now, Bital responded, and this is the order we have in Vayakal Pekudei, the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu. But don't you know how Moshe? Min Hagosha Ola Manu Bonu Abai. V'agam Man is Latochel Kelim. Whenever you have a moving truck, whenever you build a house, and then you put the stuff inside the furniture. So it says, Basal, I don't understand. It must not be that you're supposed to build the Kalim, the Aron, first. Va'ata Omer Aseli, Aron V'Kalim, Mutchkar V'Kalim. What's the story? Rather, Shani Ose, Leichanav Nisam. Where, if I build the Aron, where am I going to put him? Shem V'Kacham R'Lacha, Kash Rochel. Maybe, please, Hashem, maybe Moshe. Did Hashem, he asked him in a question for him, very respectful. Maybe, this is what Hashem told you? Asem Mishkan Aron V'Kalim, maybe he told you in that order. Amarlo, yes, you're right. Shem Batal Kel Haita. Maybe you're in the shadow of God. You heard this, Vayadat, and you knew. So that's what we call Batal.
Isn't it just practical?
Yeah. What did we say again? Oh, so it's not just practical. It sounds like it's practical. Yeah, there's a lot
fancy
deeper.
Fancy architecture theory, yes, yes. In order to say he's in the Tzal Hashem.
There's a lot of. There's a lot
get
of.
Get the house before you furnish it.
Right, so there's a lot of deeper levels. I don't know them all. There's a lot of people say this thing from Rav Kook, but I saw this also last night from the Sias came from Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim, not the one from our business, from the first one, in the Rav of the Rav Rashi in Turkey in the 1500s, in the days before Rav Yosef Karo, the Marnach they call him. Anyway, he writes that so Ma'ashav Ma'ashav Tchila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about Hashem. Thought about the Maisa building the Mishkan first and then building the Kelim, like Bital actually practically did. So if Maisa b'Machshav Tchila, Hashem thought about that in advance. But Hashem, when he told Moshe, Hashem told Moshe the Tachlis first. So in practice, what happened was the Sof Maisa, the thing that happened at the very end, i.e., the Aron, was the beginning of Hashem's b'Machshav. And that's what Hashem told Moshe. In other words, Hashem told Moshe the Tachlis, the point of the whole Mishkan is to get to the Aron, to get to the menorah, is to get to the Kelim that we're going to bring the Shechina, is going to bring Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence and the Bracha and everything else, and that's what we're supposed to serve, do avoda. The structure is sort of just the edifice to get everything in there. But even though that's true, that was the Machshava, and that's why Hashem told Moshe that way, still, Bezal was supposed to, in practice, actually do the opposite. Whatever it is. So if Ma'a said, the Ma'is, we think about the beginning, but actually usually we could bring at the end. And it has a lot to do with like Kedusha, when you peel something, and just a physical anointing or whatever, you try to get to the heart of something, and that's the way you work outside in. So too, when it comes to Ruchnias, a lot of times you have to work outside in to be able to bring the Iker Kedusha, it has to go the opposite way. The Arzash has like something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah, and you know, so to speak, backwards. Hashem wrote it from left to right, and we write the Torah right to left, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote it on black fire on white fire, and we write it on black on white, whatever. We write in the opposite because the way Hashem shows us the Torah, it appears one way, and we see it from our vantage point, so to speak. When two people are facing each other, they see it opposite. When it's left to right, if one person is then right to left, the other person, and black and white, the other person could appear, it's like a see-through thing. You're looking through the opposite side of the glass, it looks opposite. So the Yaar Slash, or, you know, it's the same over here. Moshe, Hashem showed the Mishkan a vision of how the Mishkan was supposed to be presented in one fell swoop, and Takash Baruch Hu's vision, it was supposed to look that it was first the Aron Sorry, it was supposed to be the Mishkan and then the Aron. Moshe was looking the opposite side, so he saw through the glass, so to speak. He saw it was coming the Aron first and then the Mishkan. And Bezalel said, maybe you have it backwards, Moshe. It's supposed to be that other view, Akash Baruch's view. And he says, you're right, Bezalel Kel, you're in Hashem's shadow. You're standing on Hashem's side of things. You see it the way Hashem saw things. Okay, I think there's a lot of deeper meanings. Moshe Rabbeinu, I think people say that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the tachlis things. He was a man of ruchnius. He was half, so to speak, malach, whatever he was in, half in the upper shemaims. And he didn't think of practice so much. He thought everything, every person could see into the ikar of everything. So that's what we have to start with. And he realized that in this practical world, Patel is telling people, if you want to connect to people, you have to have a shell, you have to have a lot of protection of everything. The Mishkan, it's a Gishmak Indian. Don't really have time, but the Orgidalei has that. That's why we say in the Akil, it has that Hashem says, they brought enough the gold and everything else. And so it's connected in the Mefarshim to Vechulu, Hashem finished creation. Because they're both Shakai, there's too much of something, of an outer klipa, of a hiding of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's just too much. But if there'd be too much, on the other hand, if the Shekhinah would be so present to everybody in the world, would be so undisclosed and so open in front of, open in Megula, there would be no more Bechira. It's Hashem Shekhinah everywhere in the world. So you need a Mishkan to hide the Kodesh Baruch Hu a little bit. The Olam is Ha'alem. Same thing. The Mishkan is so beautiful, it represents the world, Hashem Shekhinah, but yeah, it sort of hides Hashem Shekhinah. And Bezalel realized that, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to hide Akash Baruch Shekhinah. He knew how to take the Sefer Yetzirah, the Hashem, the light Hashem used to create the world, and create the Mishkan. These are a series of Kabbalah, but not for no reason. He knew them, and he knew Chalmavinu Das. He knew how to build the Mishkan that had Tzirafotios of Hashem creating the world, that had the Shekhinah over there. Ketiv Hasam Hashem v'chachma yitin eret, Hashem used chachma to create the world. Kone Shemaim v'tuna, Hashem used tuna, another level of depth of understanding in creating the Shemaim. Ketiv v'das, t'homos nevku, the depths were opened with das. Hashem only gives wisdom to the wise. Sounds like the rich get richer. So why is that? In Shnemar, they have chachmata lechacham, in Pasuk Daniel, minada leyadavina. People are wise, they're going to get wiser. So what do you mean? Has the first person ever learned anything? The person doesn't have wisdom. So the Gra says, in Tkor Ruchayim, the Lajin, in Nevashchayim, that Yeris Elokim, Reish Chachamah Yeris Elokim, that the beginning of wisdom is Yeris Hashem. And that Hashem, it doesn't give to people, because Ein, Hakol B'yedei Shemayim, Chuz Me'yeris Shemayim, that's in your hands. And therefore, if it's in your hands, that's what it means. You take the first step with your Shemaim, and then Hashem will give you more wisdom. You guys learn from that pasuk. We have a different pasuk as this. Okay, and Ramban in that pasuk is very nice. Okay, inspiration causes Hashem to give you more. Basically, I don't want to see any dreams where I'm fasting in the dream. We're talking about dreams now. This is a critical principle, that if you have a dream that's not interpreted, then it's like a letter that's not read. It's meaningless. Amr of Chizda, Lochama Tava Mikhaim Kule, Velochama Bija Mikhaim Kule. No dream is totally fulfilled. Amr of Chizda, Lochama Bija, Dev Mikhama Tava. A bad dream is better than a good dream, because if you have a bad dream, it'll cause you to worry, and then you'll have a kapara. And it'll wipe out any bad dreams that were supposed to happen to you. Amr of Chizda, Lochama Bija, Esfute, Mesaye. If you have a bad dream, getting a little sad, and agony is going to wipe out the bad decree, which was starting the dream to happen in the first place. Chamatava, Chayadvei, Mistai. Same thing with a good dream. Sometimes your happiness and joy of having a good dream wipes out these chus that you're supposed to have in place of that dream. I remember Yosef, Chamatava, Avedladi, Vidichuze, Mevchalei. When I have I'm blind, so I don't see things very clearly, but yet, when I have a good dream, and I laugh a little bit, it wipes out the good decree. Amarav Chizda, Chama Bisha Kachemi Nigda, as long as the bad dream is worse than getting beaten up with lashes, Shemar, Elim, Basai, Shiru, Mulafanu, Amarav Bukhana, Amarav Yafan, Zah, Chalam Ra. It's sometimes more emotionally painful than ever to have a nightmare or something, and it causes people to have Yeros Hashem, and that's a bad dream. Okay, we fear Hashem because, sometimes we have troubles in life. We realize we need to have Yeros Hashem. Hanavi Yashara, Ito, Chalom, Yasapir, Chalom, Asher Ito, Asher Divari Ito Yidaber Divrei Emes Ma Letevin Etabar. Okay, Hanavi asher yito chalom. If I have a navi that I want to give my words to, yisaper chalom, I'm going to give him a dream. And when I speak to him, nevuah directly, I'm going to speak to him nevuah. Basically, just like there is grain at a bar, there's the straw, whatever, the straw holds the grain inside. So too, the dream holds some truth. So mine and heaven and bar, heaven is chalom. What are we talking about, straw and grain inside, whatever, in the chaff? What are we talking about that with a dream? That the Hashem wants to give someone a message, Hashem gives us a dream. Hell, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, Labar below Tamin, Kachi Yashar Lachalom below Petiram Tim. You can't, just like the, you can't have a dream without a chaff, so too you can't have a dream without anything that's false and mistakes. So there's a lot of red herrings. Amar Rabbi Rachi, Chalom, Avo Bishim, Mekzot, Mekayim, Kuloyin, Mekayim, Minol, Lachom, Min Yosef. Even the best dreams that I can just fully be fulfilled, they'll be, Inei, Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, that there's going to be a son of the moon. What do you mean a son of the moon? That's referring to Yaakov and his mother, but Rachel already died, he tried to email a habit, so it couldn't be. Amar Rabbi Levi, Lolam Yatza, Adam Chalom, Chalom Toi, Yitabarum Chalom Tovar Chalom Veshana. You should wait even 22 years for your dreams to be fulfilled, as we learn from Yosef, Benolam, Yosef, Tachliv, Elizabeth, Yaakov, Yosef, Ben Shana, Veshav, Veshav, he was 17 years old, Tachliv, Yosef, Ben Shaloshim, Shana, Amdon Levar, he was 30 when he was taken out of jail. Min, Sheva, Sere, Atalot, and Kamehavi, Tlot, sorry, that's 13 years from 17 years old to 30 years old, that's already 13, now keep track, we add a few more. Shav, Sene, Shav, Desover, 7 more years of plenty, Trey, Tekavna, 2 of famine, so 13 plus 7 plus 2 comes out 22. Tekavna, Habe, Ve, Chafat. So 20 years between the time he had the dream until it was fulfilled. Amar Rav Huna, the Adam, Tov, Imarin lo Chalom Tov. A good person does have good dreams. Lam Ra, Imarin lo Chalom Ra. He has no bad dreams. Tainam Yehachach Shalom says, Shal David lo Ra Chalom Tov. A good guy does not have good dreams. A good bad guy doesn't have bad dreams. Why? Because Hashem doesn't want to ruin his zechuyos by having a good person have good dreams. And the bad person wants to give him, pay him out in this world all the stuff he deserves. So Hashem gives him good dreams. Hashem doesn't give bad dreams. So all the days of David, lo ra chalom tov, he didn't see any good dreams. So Kol Shalom Shach Tov, lo ra chalom ra. Shach Tov was a bad guy. Sort of zechuyos. Hashem paid him out with having good dreams in his life. But wait a minute. You're telling me now, tzaddikim don't have good dreams, but and they have bad dreams. That's what David had. But wait a minute. But it says Hashem is not going to call tzaddikim bad. Hashem is going to make sure that the tzaddikim don't have bad things happen. They're not going to have bad thoughts. Not going to have bad dreams. You're not going to go to your tent in Nega in a bad way. What does that mean? Suffering neither. Person's not going to come back and find his wife suffering neither. It's worse than neither because he's not even sure. It means rather that other people are going to see bad dreams about him. He's not going to see them. He's a tzaddik. He's not going to see bad dreams. Other people see these bad dreams about him. If he doesn't see it, that's a good thing for him. I remember Isaiah called lunch of a young below Chalom Nikara. If you don't get dreams for 7 days, that's a bad sign. Shemar Rasava Balyalin, life goes raw. Al degree Sava, he's filled up. Ella Sheva. So Sheva is considered raw. So if you're 7 days yali and you're sleeping with Bayef Kod, it's not seen by Kosh Baruch. Hashem doesn't come to a dream. That's a problem. Elah Gimar. Chazav lo yadamai chaz. Rather, he's going to get the dreams. He just will forget them. So he has good dreams and he forgets the dreams. That's what the Sahih is going to have. Amar Rav Huna, Baram, Amar Rav Nathan, Rav Yechanan, Rav Chalom, Anav Shalom, Gomel, Lafi, Yitzhar, Nabev, Neshal, Shalom. If you have a bad dream and you're worried about it, you should interpret it in front of three people. What do you mean interpret it? It's a random Amar Rav Chalom, Lom, Lom, Anger, Tal, Lom, Makariya. If you don't interpret it, it's better because then it's like a unread letter and it'll be meaningless. Elayim, Yitzhar, Nabev, Neshal, Shalom. You should not interpret it. Rather, you should say in front of three people. That should become Tov. How so? Lady Tzalta Lema, who Hamatava Khazai, I saw a good dream. Lema lay, and they'll tell you back, yes. Hana Tavu, Vitava Lehavi, Rahman al Shavit Litab. It's good and it will be good in the future and Hashem is good. Shav is in Ligazu Alakam Shrine, they'll have a Tava via Tava should 7 times they'll say then Hashem will be goes around you good stuff. Three psukim of the categories of Hashem is changing things, Hashem is redeeming people, and giving shalom to people. Three hafuchah, what are these psukim? Hafadim has bedin l'chali, putas zeh v'dezeh n'chema, Hashem, for my David, turn things around. Atzim v'mo betula, m'mechol, m'mechorim, m'zikenim, y'achdav hafadim, v'lom m'sason, Hashem turned around, also, another pasuk, Hashem turned things around in Yirmiyah, from bad to good. And lo av Hashem, l'kecha l'shmo al b'lom, v'yafuch, right, the call to bracha. By Bilam, Hashem turned things around. Shalosh Peduyah Tzilei Padeh V'Shalom Najmi Krov Li Peduyah Hashem Yeshuvun Yomer Ha'am El Sha'ol Yonatan Yamud Asher Asa HaYeshua. So three psukim about Pidyon, Hashem redeems people. Yonatan was saved from dying with the Shua of Shaul because Hashem saved him. Great. Shalosh Shlomo, Stachtiv, Borei Niv, Satayim, Shalom, Shalom, Lerachot, Gilikorov, Amar Hashem, Lerafati, Hashem gives peace to the close of the far, which is the Baal Tshuva and that, and the Sadik, before we discuss. So that's a Apostle of Shalom, Ruch, Levasha, and Amasai, Amasi. And then it says there should be shalom for Ben Ishai, right? And Amarti ko lechai v'ta shalom. Good. V'beitecha shalom. Good. All these people are talking about Hashem, or people are being blacha shalom. It's good things to say. Okay. Meimar.
Do you guys say this Motzi Shabbos?
No, I don't say. Yeah, you say.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, great. You say this spoken? Awesome. Cool. Amemar Marzedra, I didn't know that. Marzedra Rabash, Yadu, Hadi, Hadi. Three people were sitting. Amri Kohad, Vichad, Minon, Lema, Milta Delo, Shemia, Leil, Chabri. Potokhami Nayav, Amr. So three people were sitting, and each one wanted to say something that the elders had not heard. So what do they say as follows? Number. Hi, Mada Chazal, Alma, Layada, my Chazal, Lekum, Kame, Kane, Beinon, Departe, Yadai, Lema, Hach. Somebody had a bad dream, he doesn't know what it means, he should go when they have Brit Sikhanim and should say the following. Ribbon Shalom. Ani Shacha Vachalom Vishacha. I'm yours and your dreams and saying dreams, Chalom, Vachalom, Ti. My dreams are yours, great. Vani any Ode Mahut. Vin Shachalamti Ani Lati, Vin Shachalamti Ani Vachavi. Ani Chalamti Chalmo Li Chavir. I don't know what the story is with my dreams or other dreams that people have about me. Vin Shachalamti Al Chiri. Or I have dreams on about other people. Im Tokim Chazkam. If they're good dreams, please strengthen them, Hashem. And make them like come fulfilled like Yosef's dreams. If they need to be fixed, please fix these and heal the dreams. The bitter waters of Moshe fixed and made them sweet. Miriam Misrata, from her leprosy, she got better. He was about to die. We learned the first part. Also, bad waters were made better by Elisha. Make everything better. You should finish when the Sibur is finishing the answering Amen on the Brachos Kohanim. Today, I don't think we should do this because we say we can't concentrate so well on the Brachos Kohanim, so we think it, we don't say it. I think most posts can come out.
They also make a bracha for Brachos Kohanim, so why would you interrupt?
You could no, not the Kohanim say.
You say during Brachat Kohanim. That's during Chazarat Hashatz and
yes,
during their
probably
Kohanim.
You could probably say during
so
their Kohanim. You could, or when they do the 999s, you could say something like that.
Right, so that's when it's printed in the
Ashkenazi. Right. So, but not while basically the post would say not to say it while they're in the middle of saying the words.
Right.
While they're saying the bracha, I think you probably could say it. I don't know the postkin, but that could be. Elo lema hachi. If you don't get that chance, if you don't say that whole thing, what do you say? Adir b'marom shalchem gurura tashalom shemcha shalom. Hashem, he repeats the year shalom. Lefenecha shesim alin shalom. Very quick one. That you should give us peace. Parach ido v'amr. Next statement. Hi, manda ayolamata v'dachilme ina bishon linko zakafa diyada diyamina biyada b'smola. Take your right thumb and stick it into your left hand. And zakafa diyada b'smola biyada diyamina. And then you put your left thumb into your other hand. You just make you hold your hands together. What's the point of that? To avoid having an iron heart. The thumb is like representative of the bigness, things that are showing, things that stick out for all the other four fingers. So you want to close it up and hide it. And you say the following statement: Ana Poloni Bar Poloni, Nazar to Yosef Gatim. I come from Yosef's descendant, and Dolsho Rain Abisha, and he's protected from iron heart. Shnemar Abain Parah Yosef Ben Parad Aliyin, and he was above the eye. Azur Aliyin, the people looked at him; he was handsome. Ela Olian, he was above the eye. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Mihali Dugula Rabbi Kavarit. That he gives Yaakov a bracha to the kids of Yosef that they should multiply like the fish in the sea. That they're under the sea, that they're not in our iron rush. A lot of bad people can't see always the fish. If you're worried about your own iron hara, you look at your left nostrils. Then you have some humility. Anyway, the chidus is, what are you lying? Why is the person lying saying, I'm from Yosef's descendants? First of all, in Tanakh, as we call Ephraim, Malchai, so Bnei Yosef is is another name we give for all Klal Yisrael. And second of all, we want to tap in, rather than trying to say I'm descended or not descended. The point is, we want to tap into that midah of Yosef, that he was an Anov, and he was a Mechaka called Mitzrayim, he supported for people. And Rav Dessel says there's no Ayinara on a person who is nice to other people. Because people see his lot of wealth, and he gives it to other people, he's helping people. So why am I just him? I'd be happy, you know, what he's doing with his wealth. Padachida, so you want to tap into that. Padachida, Vamar, third one, Maya Chalish. Person gets sick, shouldn't tell people, shouldn't announce people right away because he doesn't want his mouth to go down. Because of that, so but after one day goes by, they should tell people to doubt him. First day, we'll tell people to come in. Rav Chalish Mavda Rav and Alai the Bay like Rachman used to tell people and announce the tellers Shamish to tell people in the Shuk that Rav got sick and people who cared about him would daven for him when it's something significantly and people that hate me will be happy that I'm sick. Even Paul Vecha Al Tisma Vikshol Al Yagel Vecha Pinyar Hashem Rabbi Enam Vishim Al Av Apol that the end of the positive and the Paul Vecha is don't get happy when your enemies are doing bad because if Hashem sees that Hashem is going to get angry instead of bad. That person rather than your enemies. So therefore, as a plan, Rebbe would have other people, they would tell people, and the people who hate him would be happy. And then Hashem's curse would go upon them and not on him. Shmuel, Kevichazi Chama, Bija Amr, Loman Hashavi Debir, Kichazi Chama Tava, Amr, Kichon Hashavi Debir. Basically, whenever he had a bad dream, he would say, ah, they're bad. There's futile, the dreams are all futile, there's nothing in them. Shav, they speak falseness. When he had a good dream, he said, "Oh, chalom, shavid vera." Are they vain? Are they worthless? No, of course they're very mixed. But chalom and everbo. But doesn't Hashem speak through dreams? I'm sorry. And again, he would also say the pasuk, "Bechalom adeverbo." Meaning, a good dream is going to come true. Okay, but Rava Ramik said he had a contradiction between the sukkum, and we'll finish with this. Bechalom adeverbo. See, bechalom and shavid vera. Lokasha kana adamelach kana adesar. Depends how the dream is given over. Is it given over directly with a malach, or is it with a shein? A malach versus shein. A malach is good. Shein not good. Okay. I'm sorry. Tomorrow.